USA Radio News with Chris Barnes.
President Trump's former press secretary, Stephanie Grisham, writes in an op-ed for the Washington Post that the former president, in her words, encouraged the attack earlier this year at the U.S. Capitol building. She also says former First Lady Melania Trump, quote, casually ignored the riot that turned deadly that day. Grisham noting that she was the first senior official to resign on the day the building was attacked as Congress was voting to certify President Biden's election victory. Former Veterans Affairs secretaries are urging Congress to come up with a day to remember service members and veterans who have died by suicide. They want it to be called National Warrior Call Day. They want it to take place on November 21st. It comes days after the Pentagon said U.S. troop suicides rose by another 15% last year. And this is USA Radio News.
Hi, I'm Wayne Allyn, and I'm in the best shape of my life. I love working out hard every day, but I turned 60 this year, and working out can cause some serious aches and pains. I was commiserating with my buddy Jay Schrader, the Super Bowl champion and former Raiders quarterback, about the challenges of staying in great shape for anyone over age 50. Jay said I had to try SonsOfLibertyCBD.com, and it would heal my body, mind, and soul. He was right. No more aches and pains. I feel like $1 million. Finding quality CBD, not easy, but Sons of Liberty CBD, highest quality CBD I've ever seen. CBD is not pot. It won't get you high. It's 100% legal. It's 100% American made. CBD is mainstream, and it works. For my listeners, SonsOfLibertyCBD.com is offering a discount of 15% off every product if you use the code WAR15 at checkout. Even better, you can combine this discount with your subscription discount for 25% off. Please support veteran-owned, service-disabled, small business, Sons of Liberty, CBD.com. Just say WAR15 to get 25% off.
Senate Minority Leader Mitch McConnell's pointing his fingers at Democrats, saying they've had plenty of time to raise the debt ceiling on their own. McConnell repeating his claim that Republicans support extending the debt limit but will not vote for it. He noted that Democrats have control of the Senate and the House and the White House, and McConnell says they really can go it alone. A man convicted of a triple murder over two decades ago has been put to death in Missouri. Ernest Johnson, executed last night by lethal injection after an attempt to stop it was denied by the U.S. Supreme Court. His case had grabbed national attention when the Pope stepped in to try to get the governor to spare Johnson's life, but the governor refused to do so. Johnson & Johnson has formally requested of the FDA authorization for its coronavirus vaccine booster shot for those 18 years of age and older. And this is USA Radio News.
Now you can fly anywhere in the world and pay discount prices on your airline tickets. Book a flight today to London, Paris, Madrid, or anywhere else you want to go. And pay a lot less guaranteed. Call the International Travel Department right now at Low Cost Airlines.
800-215-5141. 800-215-5141. That's 800-215-5141.
It's the time of year when retailers make news announcing how many people they're hiring for holiday shopping season, but Target's making news for what it's going to pay. Here's more from USA Radio's Tim Berg.
Target is offering an extra $2 an hour to employees who work peak days during the holiday season. The big box retailer saying the extra pay will go to workers and service center employees pulling weekend shifts from November 20th to December 19th. Those working Christmas Eve or the day after Christmas also qualify. Target's starting wage is $15 an hour, but it's sweetening things for holiday workers as retailers struggle to fill jobs. From the USA Radio News Phoenix Bureau, I'm Tim Berg.
The movie Silver Linings Playbook is now heading to Broadway. The Hollywood Reporter says that 2012 Oscar-nominated film starring Bradley Cooper and Jennifer Lawrence is going to become a musical on the Great White Way with producer James Stern, who won Best Musical Tony for The Producers and Hairspray, acquiring rights to that movie. And it's The Great Pumpkin. Charlie Brown is returning to regular old TV after a hiatus last year. The Peanuts Halloween special was only viewable last year on Apple TV Plus. Now this year, Apple has reached a deal with PBS to air the spooky special later this month. And for USA Radio News, I'm Chris Barnes.